It's maple syrup season, the brief, roughly 6-week period when below freezing nights and warm days provide the perfect conditions for great sap runs. At least that's how it works on paper. In recent years, the season has been fluctuating with the weather, elevating what was always a fine art to a high wire act. In fact, nationally, maple syrup production dropped by nearly 20% last year because of warmer weather. And while it used to be maybe 40 years ago that 80% of the maple syrup was produced in the U.S., 20% in Canada, now it's the other way around, as New England's climate moves north. So let's check in with Burr Morse. He's a seventh-generation maple syrup maker from Montpelier, Vermont. Burr, how's it flowing?
We started out, I think it was the 11th of March, we boiled for the first day, and we had just the best run we've had in years and years that lasted for about 8 or 9 days. We were really happy. And then it went back to winter for another week, a little more than a week. But that's just good. Weather upsets are what make the season live.
Well, it does. We understand, though, it also makes sugar makers be a little bit on edge and some, depressed.
And I'm one of them. I'm not, this solid average American person. we're all a little bit neurotic because we rely on neurotic weather. And when it's not working right, I fret and I worry, and that's just the name of the game.
Well, and what do you think of the research? I'm sure when you're standing around waiting for this stuff to boil down, you talk about this. And we asked researcher Timothy Perkins, who's the director of the Proctor Maple Research Center at the University of Vermont. He's studied production for the last 40 years. He says the sugaring season is starting earlier, getting progressively shorter and shorter, which is bad. He's convinced it's climate change. But there are also concerns from researchers that not only will you not have the sap runs you need, but these trees, the maples, won't stick around either.
I tell lots of people that we're tapping maples here now that have been tapped 100 years in a row. And you do have to wound them with a little drill hole every year, but you're not hurting them really, as you can see by what I just said, 100 years of tapping.
There are some of us who carry real maple syrup around with us as we travel, because once you've had it, you can't stand anything else. And how do you feel about the fact that state officials are trying to protect the Vermont maple brand? Governor Shumlin recently said he's going to police corporations that advertise maple products without using the real thing.
Well, of course, I'm totally online with anything the state can do to preserve the maple image and the rights of pure maple. We're being infringed upon by some of these big outfits who are putting their syrup now in jugs just like we use and labeling it barely sort of legally as in maple-flavored syrup.
As a matter of fact, McDonald's was, according to state officials, violating the state's labeling laws. The state complained, and McDonald's has now agreed to use real maple sugar and syrup.
In Vermont, I think, and
just
that's
in
great.
Vermont, yeah.
That's political clout at its best.
Well, for those saying, what's the diff? Explain, after you've boiled it down and then boiled it up and then strained it and bottled it up, what is it that makes real maple syrup so special?
I've said before, you ain't talking apples and oranges. You may be talking apples and rotten eggs or something like that. What I mean is that stuff is not even related. It's just sugar and an artificial flavor, and throw in a little bit of red dye number two and some preservative. What we make is pure maple right out of the maple tree. All we do is boil the water out, so we end up with syrup that's 66.9% sugar content, natural sugar right out of the maple tree. There's no comparison.
Well, my cousin Peggy is doing about 75 buckets in her backyard in Vergennes. Give us a tip. I understand you have one involving butter if you're boiling your sap and it's overflowing?
Butter or any tiny amount of fat. And I'm not talking about ingredients. I'm talking about if it'll fit on the end of a toothpick, it's enough. You give it that little bit of butter if the syrup starts to boil right over.
So just do that to keep it from boiling over.
Burr
Morse, seventh-generation maple syrup producer at Morse Farm Maple Sugar Works in Montpelier, Vermont. Burr, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.